You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter, Bill Latson. And Bill, it's draft week, so a little bit later in the podcast, I want to get your thoughts on the Nationals and their approach to the draft. They've been successful over the years, so I want to get into that a little bit. But first, let's check in on the team right now. And obviously, over the weekend, this is a team that got to see Trey Turner. While it was just for 3 days, it was a little chance at least, and I think something fans have been kind of waiting for. But with Ryan Zimmerman going on the paternity list, it allowed Trey Turner to come up for a few days. He got one start, Bill, 3-for-3 with a double and a walk, which is only going to bring up more questions as far as this team goes and the question of why is he still in the minor leagues. But as far as him being up for a little bit there, what did you see from Trey Turner?
The guy's a major leaguer. There's no way I'm going to sit here and say he's a minor leaguer. He should be here. He should be in the major leagues right now. But it's obvious to everyone and myself that they love Espinosa's defense. And right now, if you look at their defense, it's up there. I mean, they're one of the top teams in the major leagues. So I get that. But offensively, this team continues to struggle. And although they didn't struggle on Sunday, I just think that they're going to have to think along the way of, we got to think about our offense. We got to do something. And when Turner will be back, I really don't know now.
And I think that's the argument would be, okay, you love Espinosa's defense, and this team's doing a great job defensively. But when you look at the weakness of this team, it's the offense, and that's somewhere where Turner could help them. Would the defense take that much of a hit with Turner at shortstop over Espinosa?
You know, that's why he didn't make the team in the first place.
Right.
He was okay defensively. And I think in Dusty's mind, I think Turner has to be above average just to stay in the major league. I don't think it's the hitting so much. I think it's more the defense. I mean, I saw plays during spring training where Turner should have had the ball and, should have made the out, but it didn't happen that way. So I knew when I saw those plays not being made, I knew Trey Turner wasn't going to make it. So I think he's going to have to do a lot better than he did Syracuse before he got to the major leagues.
And obviously he's only going to get better with reps, which makes sense why they're keep him down in the minor leagues, give him a chance to play every day as opposed to being a bench guy on the major league roster. So I absolutely get that, and there's certainly validity to that, and we'll see how it goes. Obviously late in the season, we're certainly going to see Turner back up with this team, even if it is a bench role, because a guy with that much speed will be able to add something to this team down the stretch and give them a weapon off the bench for sure.
No doubt.
As far as on the field, Bill, Nationals team continues to play good baseball and lead the way in the National League East. I guess when you look at that, you can't really argue about decisions on the roster because the team is getting it done overall despite the struggles offensively.
Yes, I mean, it's because of the pitching staff. Bullpen and, the starting pitching. I mean, they still need to upgrade the bullpen. There's no question. That's their top priority entering, the trade deadline. But it's been the pitching and the defense. I mean, so far so good on that. But offensively, still, they're still going to have to do something about that. And what they plan to do right now, I really don't know.
You mentioned the bullpen, and obviously at some point the deadline looms and the Nationals are a team that can go out there and make a move to help that. As far as internal options, though, is there anything there? How about this? We talk about Turner, the number two prospect. Lucas Giolito's down there, and I know at this point you want him to start. He's a starter. He's going to be your starter. He's a number one prospect in the organization. But later in the year, is there any thought that maybe he could be a guy that could help out this bullpen?
Well, I'm still looking at Giolito as a starter.
Right.
I tell you, if Gio continues not to pitch well, I tell you, I would not be surprised if we saw Giolito in there in the rotation. Right now, I think we got to keep our eye on Gio Gonzalez before anything else. But do I see Giolito in the bullpen like with in other cases like the Cardinals did? I don't think so. I think he's a legit starter. I think he's going to stay a starter. And I think they're going to go out and try to acquire a bullpen guy when it's all said and done.
Yeah, and Giolito is a guy who's been through Tommy John surgery, so maybe you don't want to mess with his routine either or anything like that. Steven Strasburg, Bill, left the game 10 strikeouts. He got his 1,000th strikeout on Saturday. Left the game with a cramp, but he's fine. It was just a cramp. Is that something that he gets from time to time more than your average player?
No. I mean, this is not just him. I mean, I've seen a lot of pitchers especially get this. Why that is, I have no idea. But he was dehydrated. And that was all it was. And Dusty wasn't worried about it. As long as Dusty's not worried about it, and the Nationals haven't even made a move regarding that case. So he's going to be okay.
Yeah. Steve Lombardozzi has been signed to a minor league deal. He's a guy that obviously Nationals fans are very familiar with, Bill. Came up through the system. What's the hope from Lombardozzi? He was with the club from 2011 to 2013. He was obviously a utility guy, and they kind of ran out of room for him. They drafted him in the 19th round years ago. What are they hoping he can bring back to the organization now?
Bench strength. I'm going to be honest with you. I think it was a great move. I think that this is a guy who can really put the bat on the ball. He's not going to hit home runs. But if you remember when he was with the Nationals, this guy, every time he came to the plate as a pinch hitter, the guy was always getting base hits. I mean, his last year with the Nationals, he led the team in pinch hits, hit 295 that year, and as a pinch hitter. So I think from putting the bat on the ball, I think it's a great move, great move.
I mentioned the draft coming up, Bill, this week. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. First two rounds on Thursday night on MLB Network and MLB.com, and then the rest of the draft Friday is rounds 3 through 10. Saturday is 11 through 40. And the Nationals are obviously a team that's done great at the top of the draft. They've had some no-brainers, I guess, to a sense, when they drafted Strasburg number one overall. They got Harper number one overall. But they've also been a team that I think has been very successful going with high-risk, high-reward players. We were just talking about Lucas Giolito. He's a guy that they took despite the arm issues, and that seems to have come as he's recovered from the Tommy John surgery. I know they got Anthony Rendon, number six, when a lot of people thought he was the number one, maybe the number one overall guy because he had a shoulder issue, so they were successful there. They've never been afraid, right? They'll take any player despite a minor risk if they think he has that high ceiling to be a star.
That is correct. They did that. The most recent one was Eric Fetty. And, you know, so far he's off to a slow start. But, you know, if you look at the Nationals' history, Tommy John injuries, they've been very successful. I mean, we're not just talking the two guys you just mentioned. We're talking about, like, Strasburg, Jordan Zimmermann. It's been very successful. So when it comes to injuries like that, the Nationals are not afraid. And I'm expecting them to go after more pitching like they always do. You know, since Mike Rizzo's been the GM, that's been pretty much their priority, with the exception of last year. They went after left-handed bats. But this year, they accomplished what they did last year, and I expect them to go after more pitching like they always do.
Yeah, and they're in an interesting position as far as the first round goes. They lost their pick because of signing Daniel Murphy, but then they get two picks back because of Jordan Zimmermann and Ian Desmond. So they're actually picking back-to-back, Bill, right? Number 28 and then number 29.
That is correct.
And I know when you go through past drafts and what teams do when they have two first-round picks or two picks close together, a lot of times you'll see them with one of those picks take the risk, take the big high upside but maybe risky player, and then maybe you go safer on the other pick, which seems to be a perfect situation for the Nationals.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I think they could do that, there's no question, but I think this time – with two picks, I think they go after a hitter. Everyone seems to think that Mendoza is the guy, but you just don't know because, you know, he's a Scott Boras client, and, you know, they usually sign those Scott Boras clients. And I think it'll be a pitcher again. So I'm expecting the Nationals to have a very successful draft, especially with Chris Klein as the scouting director there. He's done a great job I don't expect anything different from him and the organization.
It'll certainly be interesting to follow. Obviously, picking back-to-back, it's almost like a fantasy draft where you get to pick 1 and 12 and then and then one on the other side. But the Nationals have been very successful, as we said, and they'll look to keep it up. Coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Major League Baseball draft. All right, great stuff, Bill. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Bill Latz, and I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.